SBS Italian.
Le bollette dell'elettricità differiscono a seconda dell'azienda prescelta. Tutte però indicano chiaramente il prezzo da pagare e la scadenza di pagamento. Le bollette dovrebbero anche mostrare l'inizio e la fine del periodo cui si riferisce il pagamento, l'ammontare di elettricità usata, la tariffa che viene applicata ed eventuali costi extra. Ascoltiamo Paula Conboy, presidente dell'Australian Energy Regulator.
Your bill may also be used to inform you of a price change. Price increases have to be notified to customers no later than your next bill. So it will say your price will go up the next bill if in fact that is the case. Your bill will also show how much energy you've used compared to households of the same size in your area. It will tell you whether the bill is based on an estimate of the amount you've used or on the actual amount when a meter reader has come out. It will give you information on how to contact your retailer, and then importantly as well of what number to call for any faults in electricity or in the case of emergency.
Di solito le bollette vengono emesse a scadenza mensile o trimestrale e specificano i termini di pagamento. Nella maggior parte dei casi l'utente ha almeno 13 giorni per effettuare il pagamento. Se avete scelto una compagnia elettrica che pratica uno sconto, è assolutamente necessario rispettare la scadenza di pagamento, altrimenti lo sconto non verrà applicato. Cynthia Gebbert, difensore civico di Victoria's Energy and Water, spiega le diverse modalità di pagamento di una bolletta.
You can pay your bill at an Australian Post office. You can do it over the phone using a debit or credit card or with online banking, but always have a look to see whether or not your retailer will charge you a fee for that. Another important thing that's available for people who are receiving Centrelink benefits is you can actually set up CentrePay. So that's where the money is directly taken out of your Centrelink payment to pay your bill. So it's taken out fortnightly before you get your Centrelink payments.
Molte compagnie elettriche prevedono il pagamento a rate da effettuare all'ufficio postale. Pagamento a rate si può effettuare anche attraverso l'addebito automatico sul conto corrente dell'utente. In questo modo si evita di pagare l'intera somma in una sola volta. Se doveste avere problemi a rispettare la scadenza, Paula Conboy vi spiega quali sono le opzioni.
Retailers are required to help customers who are having trouble paying their bills. So call your retailer to find out what assistance they can provide you. Now that might include an extension of time to pay. It might be about putting you on a payment plan that you are able to meet, or those bill smoothing arrangements. They also have access to their hardship program. So if you are struggling to pay your bill, don't let it get out of hand. Make sure you call your retailer as soon as possible.
Molte compagnie elettriche mettono a disposizione dei clienti una app scaricabile che permette di monitorare il consumo energetico. Se questo non fosse possibile, Cynthia Gebbert ci spiega qual è l'alternativa.
You can also have an in-home device installed at your house to help you understand your usage. The other thing you can do is have a look at what your meter says on a particular day. So what the reading is, have a look at it again the next day and record how much you've used and then use that as an indicator of roughly how much you're going to use.
Una bolletta insolitamente alta potrebbe essere dovuta a cambiamenti nella gestione della casa, ad esempio se avete avuto ospiti nel periodo cui si riferisce la bolletta.
Whether or not you've got some new appliances that are causing your bill to be higher, whether you're using, say, the heater more often, whether you've got more people staying in your house, those sorts of things. Have a think about that before you call the company so that you can have really thought, is there anything that I might have changed in the way I'm using my electricity that would increase the bill, or is it possible there's something wrong?
Se siete però convinti che l'ammontare della bolletta sia troppo alto, potete chiamare la compagnia elettrica e chiedere di parlare col manager. Potete anche rivolgervi al difensore civico e chiedere un interprete.
The other thing that's really important for people to understand about Energy and Water Ombudsman is they're free and independent. So they're free for consumers to lodge a complaint with my office or the other offices like mine around Australia. We don't act on the customer's behalf and we don't act on the industry's behalf. So we're really trying to work with both parties to come up with a fair and reasonable outcome.
Paula Conboy sottolinea il diritto degli utenti di avvalersi di un interprete nelle comunicazioni con le compagnie elettriche.
Retailers and distributors have an obligation to refer you to an interpreter service. So if English is not your first language and you're not understanding your bill or when you're talking to your retailer, ask them to refer you to an interpreter service. There's a lot of good information about understanding your electricity and your gas bill, for that matter, on the Australian Energy Regulator's Energy Made Easy website. This site also provides useful tips on questions to ask your retailers, what to do if you're having troubles paying your bills, also how you might, giving you tips on how you might save energy.
L'indirizzo del sito web è energymadeeasy.gov.au. Il sito offre risorse in 13 lingue diverse.
Dicci la tua. Segui la pagina SBS Italian su Facebook e sul profilo Twitter SBS Italian.